Mary's Part by Shannon Edwards. When I was younger, I spent a lot of time participating in community playhouse productions. One Christmas, we started working on a play called Child of Bethlehem, and I was honored to play the part of Mary. A lot of hard work and determination went into my part and into the play. I always tried to put myself in the shoes of the person I portrayed. But this time, the lines I had been practicing weren't forming a character, and it was drawing closer to opening night. I decided to pray about it. I asked for the ability to feel how Mary felt and to understand her thoughts and feelings so I could portray her to the best of my ability. I soon came to the conclusion that I needed to read and study the whole story. I studied it over and over. Soon my character developed, and the rehearsals began to come together beautifully. Along with everyone else, I was flustered when opening night came, but I was determined to be a wonderful Mary. I asked Heavenly Father to help me feel the Spirit and share it with the audience. At my cue, I walked onto stage, and it seemed that I was no longer performing. I never once thought about my next line. The words just seemed to flow from my heart and my mind. Tears filled my eyes, for I knew Mary had been chosen to bring the Son of God into the world. My heart swelled with joy and peace. I knew what Mary meant when she said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." Luke chapter 1, verses 46 and 47. My spirit rejoiced, knowing that a young, imperfect woman could experience such a wonderful gift from her Heavenly Father. How awestruck Mary must have been! "For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." Luke chapter 1, verse 48. What a wonderful gift Jesus was for Mary, and what a wonderful gift from Heavenly Father to all of us. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. End of the article, Mary's Part, by Shannon Edwards. Wrapped up in myself.